Our message is entitled this morning, Highs and Lows. If you have your Bibles today, turn with us, if you will, to the book of Matthew, chapter 14. The book of St. Matthew, chapter 14. Lord willing, today we want to be able to look at a few verses of Scripture that's found in St. Matthew in chapter 14. You're very familiar with this text that we're about to read. We will begin today in verse number 27, and we will read down through verse 32. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. Beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and called him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? When they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. Oh, dear friends, when the Holy Spirit led us this passage of Scripture, He began to remind us on how that the disciples of Jesus Christ had faced many highs and their fair share of lows. We relate to that as we stroll down this pathway called life. For there's many highs and there's many lows. If you look at this text from chapter 14 of the book of Matthew, you will find there in verse 15 that Jesus Christ fed the 5,000. He took just a few loaves and fishes and fed a great multitude. No doubt that the high was very great. But you begin to look a little farther, you will find there that as Jesus was praying for his disciples on a mountain, there they were being tossed to and fro on the sea. Oh, dear friends, let us not ever forget that the highs and lows of life come to one and come to all. Well, you see, the disciples was on the mountaintop. They were on the pinnacle of spiritual bliss. And then, in just a short time, they found themselves very fearful, being tossed and thrown through by turbulent, unstable water. I thought about that storm, and I thought about the disciples, and I thought about the love of Jesus Christ. Well, you see, dear friends, you ain't always on the mountaintop. Sometimes you're in the valley. But rest assured this, when you're there in the low platitudes of life, just know that the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and loving Savior, He will come to us. He will bless us. He will help us and bring to us, praise God, what we need. I'm thankful today that I have a Lord who loves me and cares for me, just not in the good times, not just in the bad times, but praise be to God all the time. The Lord loves me and He cares for me. Oh, I want you to know something today. When you look here at Matthew 14, you will find those men that was there in the company of Jesus Christ. No doubt on a spiritual and an emotional roller coaster. I thought about Peter. I thought about this great man of God that when he seen the Lord Jesus Christ coming his way, walking on the water, what did Peter do? Peter did what we're all to do. He stepped out of the boat. He said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come. And the Lord said, come. And what did Peter do? He stepped stepped out and he began to walk on the water. You're talking about a very high moment in his life. This was one of them. You may be on a very high moment at this time in your life, but rest assured this, after every mountain, there's a valley. But praise be to God, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's not just the God of the mountains. He's the God of the valleys too. And Peter learned that on this experience here in Matthew 14, where the Bible says that he was walking on the water, going toward his Lord Jesus Christ. But he did something. We do this. Sometimes our faith flounders. Sometimes we get distracted. Sometimes we take our focus off where that it needs to be. And what happens then? I can tell you what happens. We go down. We begin to sink. We get at a low point in our life. When you look at this Word of God, don't ever think that Peter stepped out of that boat and walked on that water with his own ability. He stepped out in faith in Jesus Christ, and it was through his faith in the Son of God that he was able to stroll on that turbulent sea. But praise be to God that when he began to see fear and began to know that the boisterous winds was very contrary, and he began to sink, praise God, what did he do? Praise his glorious name. He did what we're to do. In verse 30 of Matthew 14, the Bible says that he cried out and he said, "Lord, save me." Oh, you don't seem to know how it feels when you find yourself following along and everything is going in accordance to your will. You don't seem to have a need for the Lord, but you let trial come. You let hardship come. Let lowliness come. Let a low point. That is when you draw near. And I'm thankful today that if you draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to you. And when Peter cried out, what did Jesus do? He lifted him up and he brought a calmness to the turbulent situation that they found themselves in. I ask you today, dear friend, if you find yourself in a low point, if you find yourself in a place of trial and tribulation, look to Jesus Christ. Call out to Jesus Christ. And I tell you, on the authority of his living, breathing, precious word, he'll bless you. He'll help you and bring peace in your life. You know why? Because he's faithful. You say, "Brother Lynn, how do you know that?" Oh, friends, I'm the poster child of the faithfulness of God. For I know that the one who loves me, he never leaves me, nor does he forsake me. And when old Peter was going down and he cried out to God, the Lord restored him and the Lord blessed him to know that the one who loves him and cares for him never leaves nor does he forsake. I thought about that a great deal. There's things that you do. There's things that I do. And things in life that we just can't do. But I want you to know something today, my church family. There is nothing that Jesus can't do. What did Jesus say in Matthew chapter number 19 in verse 20? Jesus beheld them and he said unto them, "With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." He didn't say some things. He said all things. And praise be to God. I have confidence and I have a blessed assurance in the one who had control of all things. Oh, when I looked at this precious precious word. The Lord stirred my heart, my mind, and my soul. Because you see, old Peter was there on the mountaintop. He was there high and lifted up spiritually. And you see, because of all that was going on around him, he began to sink and get low. But Jesus Christ was there, the faithful Son of God was there. And I want you to know something today, church family. He's here today. He's willing and he's able to lift us up, to bring calm and peace in our turbulent world. I'm thankful today I have someone that I can call out to. I'm thankful today I have someone I can put my trust in. I'm thankful today that I serve the one that knows my situation. He knows my circumstances, and he knows all there is to know about me, just as he knows about you. But rest assured of this, when the things seem to be very low, just look, because Jesus Christ is there. Jesus Christ is among us. And I praise his glorious name, that no matter what we face as we walk down life's way, the Lord Jesus Christ is there. Whether in the highs or whether in the lows or all points in between, our Savior, praise the Lord's name, he's there. The Bible lets us know. The Bible lets us know all that we need to know. There in the book of Psalms, in Psalms 139, in verses 1 and verse number 2, the psalmist David writes, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. You know what David was saying? He was saying that my Lord knows me better than I know myself. But he followed it with this. He said, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down settings and my uprisings. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. What David was saying is, there is nothing that comes my way that God Almighty is not aware of, and praise God, can take care of. Nothing. Now, it may be too big for you. Most certainly it's too big for me. But I can tell you today, church family, there's nothing too big for him. Nothing. Oh, you may be at a high point in your life, and spiritually you're sound, and everything is going the way you desire it to go. But I tell you, things can change when you least expect it, and the devil can have a field day with you and with me if we don't cry out when we feel things going down. You know something? I believe this. I don't believe he would have let him drown, but I believe that if old Peter hadn't called out to the Lord, he would have touched bottom. I believe he would have. I believe he would have touched bottom. Why? Because the Lord allows the circumstances of life to teach us and to bless us and to help us and enable us to thrive in the midst of hardships in life. I don't believe old Peter ever forgot that, do you? I can tell you I've not ever forgotten how the Lord has lifted me up. And if we look back on our lives, we can see countless times when the Lord has lifted us up. Don't Peter get down? Yes. Don't Peter get afflicted sometimes? Yes. Do you get down sometimes? Yes. Do you get afflicted sometimes? Yes. But aren't you glad? Aren't you thankful? Aren't you rejoicing today that you serve a Lord who's willing, and praise God, a Lord that is able to bless us and to help us no matter what we may encounter. I'm thankful today that Peter stepped out of the boat. I'm thankful today for that opportunity that the Lord gave him. I'm thankful today that God gives us what we need to step out of the boat. I'm thankful today that the Lord enables us to go forward with him. When it seems as though all around us is stormy and all around us is very hard and difficult and the devil seems to come to seek and to destroy and to hinder, I'm thankful today that I have a Lord that I can call out to and he can lift me up and dust me off. What's your problem? I've never left you, nor have I forsaken you, and I've blessed you, and I'll help you, and I'll enable you, and praise God, see you through. That's what stirs me. You ever feel sometimes like you're ready just to throw in the towel? Sure, we all do. Sometimes we all feel low. But aren't you thankful for that sweet spirit that lifts you up? Aren't you thankful for that sweet God, that presence of the Holy Ghost that comes and caresses your soul, and you feel that cool breeze from that faraway country, and it stirs you, and it moves you, and it compels you, and enables you to bring glory and honor and praise to God? I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for that. You know why? Because God has blessed us and God has helped us to bring him honor and to bring him praise as we go down life's way. It's not always easy. He ain't always on the mountain. Sometimes you're treading in the valleys. But you know what the old song says? I'm thankful for the valleys too. I'm thankful for them. Why? Because that just gives me an opportunity to dig a little deeper, stand a little closer, pray a little harder, try a little harder. You know something? When things are going good in life, we sometimes get lax, don't we? We get comfortable. We get lax. We get comfortable. You know, I can't say always, but for a while, I get kind of leery of that. Everything's going really good for me, and I don't have no worries and woes and hardships of some kind. I kind of wonder what might be happening or what's on the horizon. You say, why? Why do you do that? I tell you, because I don't know much about these 66 books that makes up this King James Bible, but I know a little. And the Bible tells me in Revelation chapter number 12 and verse number 10 that the accuser, the old devil, is the accuser of the brethren. He's always seeking a way to hinder and to bring hardship. But praise be to God for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who helps us and blesses us and helps us to strive to bring obedience to his name. To bring obedience to the name of Christ. To walk in his will, not our will. Isn't that wonderful? I believe old Peter, the years it would as the new church had unfolded and began to develop and began to rise, I believe he drew strength from these times. He drew strength. You know why and how? Why was to strengthen him spiritually? And how was to show him that God was always faithful?
No matter what. No matter what. And you know something today, dear friends, when you look back on your life and I look back on my life and we see the situations and the circumstances and the low points of our life and how that the Lord has came in and lifted us up, oh, what a beautiful treasure God has given to us. Jewels that you and I today can rejoice in. You know something? You say, Brother Lynn, I'm on a spiritual high. Praise be to God. But you might be going home today and somebody might pull out in front of you and cut you off and you might be at a spiritual low if you ever get to the next red light. See, old Peter, he walked on that water not on his physical ability. He walked on faith. And he was restored by faith. You see? We've got to take the physical out of it. The spiritual's where it's at. See, you all look good on the outside. Physically, you all look marvelous. You all look wonderful on the outside. But I don't know what's going on the inside. You might be in a spiritual storm right now. You might be tossed to and fro. And you might be saying, Lord, if it be thou you, bid me to come. How many of us is willing to come? There'll be people all around the land today that will sit on pews throughout our church world. And the Holy Spirit is drawing them, bidding them to come. And many will stay right there. You know, I believe this, friends. I believe that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ would have been thrilled if they had all emptied that ship and began to walk. But only one did. Only one did. But I thank God for that one. Because his life was a blessing to them. Because you see, when the Lord Jesus Christ calmed that storm in Matthew 14, he just didn't calm it for Peter, Steve. He calmed it for them all. I thank God today. I thank God today that he brings joy and peace to one and all. But if you're here today in the midst of a storm and you need to come, whether it's prayer, salvation, rededication, whatever the need may be, listen, Christ still bids you to come. He's still the master of the elements. And he who controls the sea controls you. I've thought many, many times if my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ could storm, calm the Sea of Galilee, we're nothing to calm down. So listen, let us be mindful of the desire of our Heavenly Father to call out to Him in all the circumstances and situations of our life and look to Him for the needs that we may have. Let's stand to our feet.